People who have heart disease and high cholesterol levels soon may be getting new advice from their doctors. Lower your cholesterol even more. That's based on a new study released at this week's annual meeting of the American College of Cardiology in New Orleans. NPR science correspondent Richard Knox spoke with Renee Montaigne about the study's startling conclusions and what they could mean for millions of Americans at risk for heart disease.
We already know low cholesterol is a good thing. 11 million Americans are now on cholesterol-lowering drugs known as statins. So the question is, Richard, how low is low?
Well, current guidelines say that Americans should have LDL, or bad cholesterol, below 100 milligrams. And in this study, the patients who were intensively treated got down to an average of 62 milligrams. That's really an enormous difference. What they did was they wanted to find out whether lowering cholesterol by that much would really produce a lot more benefit. So they took 4,100 people who either just had a heart attack and were still in the hospital or had been hospitalized for uncontrolled chest pain, and they put half of them on the standard therapy, and they got down to about 95 milligrams, which is the current guideline, and they put the other half on intensive therapy with a more potent cholesterol-lowering drug, and they got them down to an average of 62. And at the end of 2 years, the patients who were more intensively treated had a strikingly lower risk of heart attack and death, from 16 to 34% lower, which is, in this business, a pretty big difference. When I asked Dr. Christopher Cannon of Brigham and Women's Hospital, who led the study, to put that in context, this is the way he put it.
I think this study opens up a new era in the treatment of cholesterol, lowering the cholesterol essentially as low as it can go. About 50% reduction is of added benefit relative to our current standard treatment, where we lower cholesterol by 25%.
I'm assuming that that is not the easiest thing to do. I mean, many people try to eat right and exercise to lower their bad cholesterol, but 50% sounds like a big reduction.
It really is. You can go partway with diet, but almost nobody can reduce cholesterol to the levels that we're talking about in this study with diet alone. And so you really need not only cholesterol-lowering drugs, but you need large doses of cholesterol-lowering drugs in order to achieve that.
How many people does this study affect?
The immediate impact really are the 1.5 million Americans who have heart attacks and other serious heart disease every year that puts them in the hospital. Beyond that, we don't know how many people ultimately might qualify. One specialist told me that he thinks maybe 30 million Americans ultimately will need to be on this aggressive cholesterol-lowering regimen.
Richard, what about people who have discovered that they have high LDL cholesterol, bad cholesterol, but are otherwise healthy? Does that mean that they have to get their cholesterol way down below 70?
Doctors don't know whether people need to be down that low. What we do know is that millions of people who are healthy but have high cholesterol, who experts say really should be on the standard cholesterol-lowering therapy, we know that that can benefit them if they just meet the current guidelines, and many are not.
Statin drugs have been touted as being this an amazing sort of new discovery, but they are known to have potential serious side effects. Are doctors worried that if they raise the dose for many patients, there'll be more serious problems?
That was a concern, and it was a concern that was addressed in this trial, this new one. They did not find more side effects in general between the people who were more intensively treated and the ones who weren't. There was a suggestion that some of them had a little bit more risk of liver function abnormalities that need to be monitored, but it didn't really cause very many people to have the dose lowered or drop out of the study. There is another side effect that maybe is more social than medical, and that's high cost. The more intensive therapy is going to cost about $1,400 a year at current prices, compared to about $900 for the standard therapy. And with many more people on it, that's going to add billions of dollars to the nation's prescription drug bill.
Science correspondent Richard Knox, thanks very much. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News.